Good day and welcome to another episode of To Be More, the podcast that talks about everything Baltimore and Baltimore Metro. We're trying to find ideas, interesting people, and solutions to a lot of the problems that we all know exist in our Baltimore Metro area. And there are so many different programs and so many different interesting people that are trying to make a difference. Today's no different. We're going to talk about how one corporation is changing lives through employment. That's Maryland New Directions. And I'm pleased to be joined today with Mr. Maurice Good. He's the program director for Maryland New Directions. And as the program director, he oversees Maryland New Directions facilitators and job coaches. And he also meets regularly with public officials and employers to help raise awareness for Maryland New Directions' mission and seek new opportunities to fill Baltimore's employment needs. And before we get into it with Mr. Good, I have to read their mission statement. Our mission is to train and coach people facing career and life transitions to overcome barriers, restore self-belief, and acquire the skills and tools needed to secure employment on a path to a living wage. Mr. Good, thank you for joining us.
TJ, thank you for having me.
Yeah, reading that mission statement really says it all, and that's what mission statements are supposed to do. Hit it in a very succinct way, and Maryland New Directions has done that. For people who are unfamiliar, tell us what Maryland New Direction is and where it's located.
Okay, so I'll start with the location. We're actually located in the Charles Village community of Central Baltimore. We're located at 2700 North Charles Street, which is Charles and 27th, right there at the Future Care building. We're on the second floor of the Future Care building, Suite 200. And really simply, Maryland New Directions is about empowering people, through employment. And so confidence, those professional soft skills. So a lot of times I get from employers, Maurice, we can teach them the hard stuff. It's the soft skills. It's the being able to show up on time. It's having the right attitude. Those are the things that we don't have the time to teach. And so that's where Maryland New Directions fill in the gap. But over nearly 10 years, we've been really focusing on industry training. And so we have what is called our Maritime Transportation Distribution and Logistics, which is pretty much like warehouse and production assistant. We train people to become forklift certified. And then we have our commercial driving training, where we assist people in obtaining a commercial learner's permit. And then we connect them to employers who can do the behind the wheel training, leading to a CDL and a higher wage. So that's ultimately our goal, is to place people in position to make a livable wage to take care of their family.
And that's a key. You said livable wage, not a minimum wage, a livable wage. That's
a big difference. Absolutely. And the way I like to put it is that we want to make sure that people, after they get their paycheck and they pay their bills, they still have money to go out with the family, if nothing else, to buy ice cream. Mm-hmm. Because it's the little things, being able to make sure that the family stay whole, stay connected. And so if I know me coming from West Baltimore and my mom working a lot of hours, mm-hmm. and just to keep the lights on, keep the rent paid. And so those types of things still resonate with me many decades later. And so I said, if I got the opportunity, which I have nearly 30 years now, is to help people be able to make a wage that they can pay their bills and still feel like, you know what, I know why I'm doing this.
Right, right. And we have to transition the mindset of people having to work to live. They should be able to, we all should be able to enjoy ourselves. And to your point, before we get back on track, I came around to be supportive of the guaranteed income program. And the reason why is this sum of money that people are getting that helps them, these people that are poverty stricken, by the way, that qualify for it, That could be the difference between them being home with their child to help them with their homework or cook a meal for them. Absolutely. Versus having to work another job. So if you're working around the clock and you have children, then those children are raising themselves, and then we can look at some of the other problems we have, right?
And, you know, it's and I'm going to give an example. So I remember a young lady who came to us, and she was working three jobs. And so, you know, her luxury was being able to find a few minutes to pick up the phone and say, did you do your homework? Mm-hmm. You know, in between going to the second job or the third job. And she was able to obtain her CDL. She now works for one of the employment partners that we have, which is a state agency, mm-hmm. As a CDL driver. And she works one job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember her saying to me, I can go to my daughter's soccer games. I can go to this one's volleyball games. And that meant the world to me.
Yeah. And that meant the world to the kid, I'm sure. Because In retrospect, a lot of children aren't going to remember the $100 that was in a birthday card. They're going to remember the time that you spent with them. And that can be more important for their long-term success.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, as we look at this, you talked about CDLs. Mm-hmm. That is an industry where people, I've heard that a lot of drivers are needed.
Yes.
And the commerce that goes across the interstates,
yes,
has to get moved via CDLs. And
absolutely,
us being in a port city, does that help with the job opportunities for something like CDLs? Those trucks, those containers have to be pulled out of there. Are y'all able to partner with people like that to get people job opportunities?
So our focus has been mostly around commercial passenger transportation.
Okay.
So you think of the MTAs, the Charm City Circulators, motor coach, mm-hmm, industry, school bus,
mm-hmm,
which is, there's a drastic need in school bus. And I know because my son attends Baltimore County Public Schools, and there's been many days that the bus, we get a robocall saying that the bus is 3 hours late.
And that's because of employment needs.
And that's because there's just a shortage of school bus drivers. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's the space that we're in. We would love to be in the Class A space, but then there's some other legalities and mm-hmm, logistics, you know, because you're talking about a larger vehicle. And we've had conversations with employers who've said, you know, Maurice, the, you know, we would love to partner, but just the insurance premiums.
I got you. Okay.
So yeah, to put someone with no experience,
right,
behind the wheel of a tractor trailer.
However, you're setting them up. They've taken the first step, at least.
Absolutely.
You know, you have something major. I mean, I don't have a CDL license, but I've been driving since I was 16.
Right.
So you put them on the first step, and they can then use that to work towards getting that greater CDL.
And some of them have. You know, I have a young man that he started off when he came to us. He was 22, 23 years old, and he was like, I want to get my CDL so that I can go back to Park Heights and I can help my friends, mm-hmm, be able to get a CDL because I want to be able to start my own company. And he went from a Class B license to then a year later, he went and got his Class A, you know, and so now he's like maybe 26, 27, and he's doing amazing things. He still has, drives a bus. But he also planning to buy his first motor coach.
That's fantastic. And these are the stories. I was going to ask you about a success story or two, mm-hmm, and this sounds like one. But I want to go back to when, if you remember or if you know, when that young man first came in to Maryland New Directions.
Absolutely.
What was, without identifying him, what, mm-hmm, was his story and where was he in life?
Well, I'm his mentor. And mm-hmm, so we've kind of, you know, it went from a participant professional to now I've, you know, he calls me, texts me, and, you know, hey, big bro. And so, but his original story was, I just want to get out the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm losing too many of my friends, and I don't want to be next. And that was his reality. I do not want to be next. I want to get out these streets. And so he came some kind of way. He found out about M&D. He came to us. And from that point on, I said, okay, now be careful what you say to me because I'm going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to open those doors for him. And he, again, focused, committed, got his CDL, and been working for the same employer for the last 3, going on 4 years. You know, and so that's the other piece, not being able to find career opportunities that you can, you know, you're not job hopping.
Yeah, have a career.
You can have a career.
It's not just a job for the moment. It's a career. Man, I tell you, you just dropped a jewel. Be careful what you say to me because I'm going to make it happen.
Absolutely.
And that is putting a different level of pressure on this person because, to me, I interpret as accountability.
Absolutely.
I'm about to put you through the boot camp.
Absolutely.
But it's a reward at the end.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other part to that particular story is that there are times when I take mass transit because this is the industry that we're in. And so I want to best practices and I want real time information. So I take public transportation and every so often I get on the bus and he's driving.
Mm-hmm.
And
how sweet is that?
And the reward for me and for him.
Right.
You know, it's just amazing, right? And I got several people like that,
right.
And the reward is just amazing. The other day, I was coming down Maryland Avenue, and I saw one of the former participants and who works for one of the employers, and I said, "Hey, lady," and she looked. And she showed me her work badge, and she said, "You see, I'm still there."
Yes.
And I was like, yes.
Yes.
That's what it's about, being able to put people in a position to empower themselves and empower their families.
Right, right. They see it already, how they want to pay it forward. The young man you're describing wanted to go back to his community of Park Heights and bring some others along for the ride. No different than what, you know, rappers do.
Absolutely.
You know, it doesn't have to be the rap game. It should be the CDL game.
That's exactly, yeah. Especially right now.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's just so many opportunities. We have a industry advisory council that advise us on best practices and where we should move as an organization. Next year will be our 50th year in operation, and we're having a big gala at M&T Stadium. But part of the advisory council shares with us that, hey, here are opportunities, what you mentioned earlier about the port, you know, and there are companies that are willing to do contracts with individuals who want to be subcontractors and pull freight from the port and deliver it where it needs to go.
Right.
So
yeah.
There's just endless opportunities.
Right. It's robust opportunities in this Baltimore area just by geography. And now, of course, with some employment needs. And with that, do you have the relationships? Do the employers, besides personnel, get anything out of this? Is there any sort of tax benefit? What is their reasoning for partnering with you besides, I just want to do something good and I need employees? Is there any other reason? It might not be. I was just curious.
Well, I think the cost benefit is that if you receive talent that's been well trained, now you can retain them. And so now the cost benefit to you are not having to just constantly be in that wheel of having to hire because you're replacing people. So I think that's a big cost benefit to the employer. And I had an employer say to me just yesterday that they appreciate our partnership because the people they get from us are well-trained and they're professional.
Right.
You know, and so that's the other piece is that they know that if they come through M&D, we have all these other wraparound services. So we have a clothing boutique that is absolutely no cost to the participants who come through. So we've been able to help people get their very first suit. It's theirs. You know, and so all of this, making sure that they dressed appropriately for the interview.
Mm-hmm.
We have volunteers who help them with their resumes and help them with, now that we live in this age of technology, a lot of companies have gone to online applications.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have volunteers who will assist job seekers with filling out applications online. We have a 30 a 30-piece computer lab. Wow. And that people could use. If they don't want to participate in our 3-week, 90-hour trainings, they could come through what is called No One Waits, which is a noun acronym. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, volunteers will work with them around applying for jobs online. And like I said, the resumes, and we have volunteers who come in to help with mock interviews. So there's all of these other holistic services. And then we have those organizations that we partner with. I want to give a big shout out to Cynthia Brooks, the executive director of B. Gaddy Foundation.
Yeah. Like, yeah. She's fantastic.
Oh my goodness, this lady. And she's been able to assist us in being able to meet the needs that are outside of workforce development scope. So it's those types of things and having those partnerships to be able to help people holistically.
Yeah. And I want to selfishly tell a personal story, or at least have some dialogue. Many moons ago now, started a mentor program as well. And it was around this. And I found out through trial and error, one of the worst things you can really say, and this is where it kind of clicked for me, is tell a young person on the corner, just go get a job. Mm-hmm. It is not that simplistic. Mm-hmm. And most of the issue is what you just described, as you called them, wraparound services. They're necessary services.
Absolutely.
Some of these young people don't know how to, back then is a little bit before as much computer age applications, but they don't know how to fill out a job application.
That's right.
And one of my, I'll call it a success story. I remember this young kid worked for UPS, and logistics was their big thing back then. They had commercials on. And he put on his mock application where we wanted to see where they were. He loaded boxes. I said, that's all you do? And he said, yeah. I said, you just throw them in any old account. No, you can't do it. He just started describing to me how much work it takes. I said, that's what you're going to write. It's so much more than that. And we then allowed them to create an application based on what they wanted to be in life. And
that's right.
It's phenomenal what you can extract out of them, but there are some seeds that need to be planted and nurtured.
And it's a sense of pride.
It's a big sense
of pride. When you're able to pull out of them what they actually do, because they're so used to just doing it.
Right.
And I think that's just human nature for everybody, you know, regardless of your plight in life. Like, when you do something, you do it repetitiously. And so you don't see it as all of these things. You just see it, well, that's just what I do.
Right.
And then when someone able to, like you said, extract that information and say, no, you do all of these things, it's like, wow, you know what?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And it's a sense of
value.
Pride.
Value.
It's
exactly.
It's definitely a value.
You realize that you actually have a much greater skill.
Absolutely.
And value. And especially when they look at somebody they think is accomplished, and it's like, well, I couldn't go to UPS and figure that out just without any training.
That's right.
You know, without the skill and the time that you've been there.
Absolutely.
But that's a big part of this. Do you get donations, or how are you guys funded?
We've been very fortunate. We have funding through government agencies. We also have funding through individual donations, individual giving, and we're very appreciative to all of our individual givers, because some of them give monthly through automatic donation, and $25 here, $15, $10, $100, and so forth.
So guys are a 501c3?
We are a federally recognized, we're federally recognized 501c3. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, we've been around, next year will be 50 years that we've been assisting people in the Baltimore metro area, but also our reach, and that's why we're called Maryland New Directions. We've had people come seeking services from as far as Oxon Hill, you know, and so if you are a Maryland resident and you can get to us, we serve you.
Well, MarylandNewDirections.org, I think it's a great time for a plug for that, because I see the donate now button, and these are the real programs on the ground getting people employed. Now, transitioning a bit, because I feel like I have to ask, what is the responsibility of the individual? Because you can't give them something that they don't want.
Absolutely.
Or aren't ready to commit to.
Absolutely.
What's the personal responsibility?
Well, one of the things that I share with them is that you are investing your time. So, yeah, there may not be no financial cost to you, but the cost is you investing your time and your commitment. So training is from 9 to 3 p.m. and or for our CDL, it's in the evenings because oftentimes we get people who need to work during the day while they attend training. And so we expect them, the expectation is that you're going to be there on time. Mm. So if training starts at 6 o'clock, we expect you to be there at 5:55.
Mm.
You know, and we're going to hold you accountable for being in class, in training, participating. That's the other thing. You can't just sit there. You have to engage. You have to participate. And we are going to gauge to see how much participation you are giving. And so that's the other piece. It's like helping people to understand the value of their brand.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do a workshop myself about understanding the value, you know, understanding the brand. And I tell people like Pepsi Cola, Coca-Cola, Nike, Under Armour, you are a brand, right? And so we love to exchange our power, which is money, for other brands. So we want to talk about being able to negotiate the skills and your brand. So we teach them that at M&D. Understand that you have value as a brand. You know, and instead of coming with your hand out, you want to come with a firm handshake, because that's negotiation. Let's negotiate my skills and my brand connecting to your brand.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We call them soft skills, but these are necessary skills.
Absolutely.
And that increases your value and your negotiation power.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we see a lot of young people in general without any skills that want to demand X amount of dollars. And it just doesn't work that way.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so I look at some of what you all do, and every month you'll offer the three training programs that help place people in new careers in the maritime distribution logistics industry, commercial transportation, and hospitality industry. Speak to me a little bit more about the maritime industry. I'm curious about that.
So the maritime is really just the Port of Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's that industry. We teach job seekers about importing, exporting.
Mm-hmm.
We teach them about the history of the port of Baltimore, which, you know, before I came to Maryland New Directions and I went through my training down at the port, I'm from West Baltimore, born and raised. And so, like, I've heard of the port, but, you know, it's like it must be on another planet. And I right. think that's the scenario and situation for so many Baltimoreans, is that they've heard of the port, but they don't know much about it. They just know that, okay, that's where the water is, the ships come in, if they know that much. And so being able to educate folks about the importance of the port. Right. And one of the scenarios, one of the scenarios I give is that when you walk into a supermarket and you go to the seafood section and you see salmon from Vietnam. Well, how did that salmon go from Vietnam to being at your local supermarket, right? So what was that process like? And so we teach them about that process, freight forwarding and helping them to understand. So even if they don't go in that part of the industry, I'm now knowledgeable
mm-hmm.
about things that actually impact me. And so so that's where the maritime piece mm-hmm. come in. But then also just in terms of the transportation, right? So that salmon went from Vietnam and it had to come to Baltimore, right? So what were the different methods of transportation? And then the distribution and the logistics, right? So the distribution is, okay, it got to that supermarket, and now where is it being positioned?
Mm.
So that whole
and you're
process,
telling them you're basically giving them all kinds of job opportunities. Like,
yes,
you might not be the person that drives it from here to there, but you could be the person that's stocking. You could be the person
Absolutely.
That's, you know, inspecting it. It's so many
Absolutely.
Jobs down the line. That's amazing to open their minds to a bigger picture of it not just being here, the process of getting here. So commend you all on that. And another big thing that's necessary, because again, it goes back to what I said about you can't just say go get a job. Every client is matched with a personal job coach who works with them one-on-one through their entire journey with Maryland New Direction, and up to a year after they graduate from the program. And let's be honest, you said you mentoring this young man. Anyone who's a mentor and develops a relationship, it doesn't end.
That's right.
It continues on. You develop a relationship, and that person basically becomes family.
That's right.
So talk to me a bit about the personal job coach. And the other question I have within that is, do you need volunteers? Or if somebody is listening and they had a skill, they were a professional resume writer and they wanted to assist.
We would love to have them. We always have opportunities for volunteers. There's always a need, just like there's always a need for CDL drivers. There's always a need for volunteers at Maryland New Directions, because we cover so many different things, different aspects of what it means to be a professional in the workforce development space. So we need resume writers. We need professional industry leaders who can do mock interviews, conduct mock interviews. We're looking for business leaders who can share a day in the life of what it means for them to do their job and to share their professional journey and gems. So we welcome all volunteers in that space. We welcome mentors, people who want to be mentors. I'm 50 years old and I still have mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people that it's extremely important to have mentors. Don't think of mentorship in terms of young people, but everyone should have a mentor, right? To get that advice and that guidance, regardless of age. And so that's part of what the job coaches do. So the job coaches play an instrumental role in our operation, because sometimes people experience adversity. So I'm going to give you a situation. We had a young lady who got her commercial learner's permit and went to this employer, and it didn't work out with that particular employer because of one reason or another. And so she was devastated, right? So she's devastated, and the job coach calls her just out of the blue. Hey, how are you? Just checking in. And she was like, I'm in my car crying.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know, I really wanted that opportunity, and they told me that I didn't meet the eligibility for this reason or that reason. And the job coach was able to say to her that, guess what? When one door closes, the right door opens.
Mm.
And so now this particular young lady is now getting ready to start training with another employer. And she's excited because that employer, when she went on the interview, she killed it. And that employer told her, you're absolutely everything that we've been looking for.
Right.
So, you know, that's a part of the job coaching, is helping to rebuild confidence and give people a sense of hope. And I think that's what Baltimore need more than anything, is that we need as a community, a whole community, to be able to foster and promote hope and confidence for everybody.
Yeah, hope is just, it has to be in you,
Absolutely.
You know, to drive that desire. And, you know, I'm going to go back a bit to the maritime. I meant to ask you about some of these jobs. Are unions involved with you at all? And the reason I bring it up, mm-hmm. I just know some of the watermen down that work at the ports and work in that area, these are careers,
right?
And they can help fuel home ownership and long-term opportunity. But
right.
I guess secondarily, are unions mm-hmm. Involved at all?
So our relationship with employers at the port is more there's so many layers that plays a part. It's our relationship with the unions isn't what we would like it to be, or what I would say what I would like it to be. But you know, we do the best that we can with the hand that we play that is dealt us, and so we work with staffing agencies to help place folks in employments at the port, and then they have to go through that whole process. You know, so the unions, to be able to become a union member, they have their process of what people have to go through, and so it's been one of those things that at times have challenges, but we continue to work around the challenges for people who say, I want to go to the port. You know, we work with those employers who work with us.
Yeah, and that's all you can do.
That's
so,
it.
So again, transitioning, I have to ask about an issue that has been in the news for years in Baltimore, and it's the squeegee people.
Absolutely.
Some call them squeegee entrepreneurs. Some call them squeegee workers. I'm going with squeegee people, and hopefully that doesn't get me attacked. But have there been conversations with you? Have you had squeegee people come to you and ultimately find gainful, successful employment?
So my team and I, we go to where they're located, and we've shared with them our information flyers, and we say, hey, when you're ready, here's a place that you can go get trained, get certifications, and these are the wages in which, you know, there are jobs. And so we've done some of that. I don't have the exact numbers as to how many of them have come off the streets and used our services, but we definitely, my team and myself, we take a stack of flyers and, you know, we hit up different parts of Howard Street, Martin Luther King is a place that I go often. And just that whole Martin Luther King quarter, you know, and I pass out flyers and, you know, and let them know, like, there's other ways to, you know, do what you want to do, which is take care of yourself, take care of your families. You know, and so it's been mixed response. I'm going to be very candid with you.
Please.
It's been mixed response because you have some who will tell you, I make more money doing this than that. You know, you have some who are like, I make my own schedule, you know, and that's how they see it. I'm my own boss. I make my own schedule. I come out when I want to come out. So that's what it is.
And I get it. But the key words, when you're ready.
Right.
Because if we have some people that aren't ready, they're not going to be successful necessarily.
Absolutely.
And the reputation you guys have is sending ready talent to
Absolutely.
Employers. And I had to bring up the squeegee issue because I'm on the side of, I know, I'm not a fool. I know that a lot of these young people love the allure of waking up and doing it when they want to, making a sum of money and stopping when they're ready to.
Right.
And that's not necessarily the real world that a lot of people live in. And even if you are an entrepreneur, you still have to do things.
And that's right.
You have to hustle hard. I know this, and I want to make sure I say this and make sure I'm clear. I know that the Office of African American Male Engagement, I know now that Maryland New Directions, I know that the Office of Employment Development has done their due diligence on these corners with these young men, and those young men aren't ready.
That's right.
The secondary conversation to that, well, if you're not ready, you got to do something else other than being on a corner. And what you are talking about here today, what the whole entire conversation was around, livable wage and career
Absolutely.
Ready.
Absolutely.
Which is long term.
Absolutely.
So not thinking about tomorrow, not thinking about the day after tomorrow, thinking about a couple years from now and building for your family.
And, you know, and just having real conversations. You know, I've had real conversations with young people for, like I said, nearly 30 years. And, you know, some of that conversation is, I can't think about 3 years from now, and I can't think about five. And, you know, I can only think about right now. And I said, I get it. However, let's prepare for tomorrow just in case you see tomorrow.
That's right.
Right? So like, you know, tomorrow's ain't promised. You're absolutely right. Tomorrow isn't promised for any of us. But if by chance you get to see tomorrow,
yeah,
at least be able to say, I have a plan, and that tomorrow becomes today. And the more you plan for tomorrow and those tomorrows turn into today, now you could say, you know what, looking back, I have a future, you know. And so that's been my contribution to workforce development and youth development, is just helping people to understand that we all have a future based off the decisions that we make. And so I'm very proud of the work that Maryland New Directions, my predecessors, have done, because they've done amazing work. And I like to think that under my leadership and the executive director, Grace Lee, and our leadership team, we continue to do amazing work to help folks and be able to move the city forward, because that's what I came back for. I lived in New York for nearly 20 years. And, you know, and so after watching the uprising, the whatever you want to call it, in 2015, I was like, it's time for me to go back home. People had been trying to get me to come back home for a while, but I said, you know what, I'm ready to come back home. And that's what I came back home for, was to be able to do my part to move the city forward. And that's what we've been able to do with Maryland New Directions through our industries. And we're looking at other industries to add to our portfolio of trainings that we do.
Excellent, excellent. And as we come to a conclusion, I just have to ask this question as well. Person lives in South Baltimore, for instance, and you're up in north, central, but north, more north side, Charles Village.
Light rail.
I can't get there. I can't is the start of the conversation. My baby, I don't have a car. It takes too long to bus. What's the conversation like with that person?
So for me, it's a matter of, what are your priorities, right? So let's start there. What you say versus what you're willing to commit to. Because we get people who say, I want to get my CDL. And it sounds real good to say, I want to get my CDL, until I actually have to do the work and learn all about what that consists of. And so then that's a different conversation. So first off, what are your priorities and what's important to you? And so if providing for your family, taking care of your babies, feeding your babies in a way that you feel valued, because, you know, there's other means and resources that people go to get, you know, help, assistance, but they don't feel valued through those systems, you know, and they tell you, oh, they talk to me like I'm trash. And so if you are in a place where you don't want to be talked about or talked to like you're trash, and you want to have a sense of value and feeling, and so that conversation is, what are your priorities? Now, transportation, we provide bus tokens for those who have cars. We provide for those who are in need, bus tokens and gas cards, you know. So we've been known to provide those tools, and we look at other resources and other tools to assist people. We can't be a one shop for everything,
right?
So we don't do child care, but we have great relationships with other community organizations that provide child care, and we can, job coaches will connect them to those resources.
So bottom line here is, it starts with accountability. It
Absolutely.
Starts with personal accountability.
Absolutely.
Because when we let you off this training program,
that's right,
you're going to have to get to there.
That's
so,
right.
So I applaud that. Accountability has become a bad word for some, but the reality for sustainability, you have to have accountability.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate that. So people can go visit mdnewdirections.org or call 410-230-0630 in order to learn more. And job seekers are encouraged to attend a free information session. Yes. And again, we're focused on Baltimore because we have some big needs and big stuff in the news right now, and it's about connecting people with opportunity. It's there.
That's right.
If people want it, and
Absolutely.
They have to go get it, and can put them on a path for success and independence, and not just minimum wage.
And can I just share a quick story?
Yeah, absolutely.
Real quick. So we had a gentleman who came to us post-release after serving 28 years. Mm-hmm. 10 of those years were served in solitary confinement. We helped him get a job in the warehouse production space, making $16.69 starters. And after being in that job for less than 60 days, he was given a promotion and a raise.
And you know what? You bring up another great story and point. Reentry. Tell me a bit about reentry, if you don't mind.
We help those who are ready to help themselves, regardless of their plight. And so we've had people come to us. One gentleman came to us after serving 16 years in federal incarceration. And he came to us, and this was during the pandemic. And so he went through our MTDL training, which was virtual at the time. And he went through the program, and then he got a great job with one of the local companies that is an amazing company. And within a year's time, he went from being just an employee, a production helper or worker, to now he's a supervisor supervising 30 people.
And this is the way we win. This is how we win. This is how we get back and get people into the things that they need to be into so that they're not into the things that we don't want them to be into.
Absolutely.
Right? Your name says it all. Good. I mean, you're doing so that. Much good out there. What more can we ask for? And I think that's help volunteers, people
Absolutely.
To be connected and be involved. So Maurice Good, the program director for Maryland New Directions, this has been an absolute pleasure and joy.
Likewise.
And I hope a lot of people heed the words and heed what he's saying and what their coaches do. It is a two-way street.
That's right.
People have to be wanting to do something and have to be held accountable for what it is they're doing because they have a reputation.
That's right.
They want to be able to connect with even more employers.
That's right.
And those employers say, when MND, Maryland New Direction, calls, we know we're getting a trained, ready, able body.
That's right.
And that also, listen, folks, drives up the wages. You can get a better wage because they know you're a quality candidate. So you have to do, and if you have some people that you need to do, talk to them. Get them straight. Do the early work of letting them know you have to be focused and ready to do this program. Go knock it out. You said it's a three-week program?
Yes, it's three-week, 90-hour training for the MTDL and the CDL training, the CDL permit. We haven't been doing much of hospitality just because the industry, you know, has gone
COVID,
through what it's.
Right.
But we're getting ready to reestablish that industry training because we've had employers say, hey, we need some help. So
Opportunities are there. Opportunities are robust, but it's a desire and want that needs to be there. Once again, visit mdnewdirections.org or call 410-230-0630. Maurice Good, thank you very much for being a guest here on 2B More. And until next time, we're going to keep doing what we can to be more so we can get our young people and just people in general engaged and opportunities so we can talk more about the good and less about the bad. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.